I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A senior UN official called Thursday for every measure to be taken to protect civilians following an attack in Gaza in which at least 12 people were killed when tank shelling hit a UN training center hosting thousands of displaced Palestinians. Thomas White, director of Gaza Affairs for the UN Relief Works Agency, said the situation in Khan Yunis, where the attack took place, shows a consistent failure to uphold the fundamental principles of humanitarian law. White said Wednesday's attack also injured at least 75 people. In a briefing Wednesday, shortly after the attack, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for the Palestinian territory, James McColdrick, described the training center that was hit.
These buildings are all part of a deconfliction system we have here, and also covers the movement of people and, you know, people who are doing humanitarian work. And there have been a number of incidents over the last month or so, which makes us wonder whether the deconfliction system itself is actually working to an optimal level.
Israel's military said it did not believe the shelling came from its forces. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting Thursday after a Russian military transport plane went down near the Russian-Ukraine border. Both Russian and Ukrainian officials are calling for an investigation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for clarity Wednesday. VOA's Rick Pitello reports.
Zelensky accused Moscow of playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners of war. It is evident that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, with the feelings of their families, and with the emotions of our society. It is necessary to establish all clear facts to the extent possible, considering that the plane crash occurred on Russian territory beyond our control. Russian officials accused Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued Thursday on his four-nation tour of Africa with a visit to Angola, where he met with President João Lourenço. Blinken also sat down with Angolan Foreign Minister Tete Antonio and visited the country's new space museum. Blinken praised the partnership between Angola and the U.S. in a variety of areas, particularly food production. Angola has been identified as one of six countries for Phase 1 implementation of the Vision for Adaptive Crops and Soils, or VACS, in an effort to boost agricultural productivity and nutrition. Blinken emphasized the importance of technology and food security for Angola and all of Africa.
One of the things that I've heard again and again, but particularly in Africa, is that for all of the thanks that we get for the emergency assistance that we've been able to provide, either directly or through the United Nations, like the World Food Program, what our partners are really looking for are investments in their own sustainable, productive capacity. And at the heart of that is making sure that they have the strongest possible system for producing food.
Blinken's four-nation tour of Africa began earlier this week and included, along with Angola, Cape Verde, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. U.S. President Joe Biden sent a letter to leaders of key Capitol Hill committees Wednesday, informing them of his intention to begin the formal process for the sale of Lockheed Martin F-16 aircraft to Turkey once Ankara completes its Sweden-NATO accession process. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
In 2021, Turkey asked to purchase $20 billion worth of Lockheed Martin F-16s and nearly 80 modernization kits for its existing warplanes. The deal had been on hold pending Turkey's approval of Sweden's NATO membership. But after 20 months of delay, Turkey's parliament ratified the membership on Tuesday, clearing a hurdle for congressional approval of the deal and the expansion of the Western military alliance. The U.S. State Department on Wednesday urged Turkey to finalize Sweden's NATO membership. To do that, Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan needs to sign the legislation. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel noted Congress's role in the F-16 deal and declined to provide an exact timeline.
I'm just not going to confirm or get ahead of proposed defense sales or transfers until they are formally notified.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Chinese state media says the death toll from a landslide in a remote mountainous part of southwestern China has risen to 39, while five people remain missing. The disaster struck early Monday in the village of Lingshua in the northeastern part of Yunnan province. Search and rescue operations continued Wednesday amid freezing temperatures and falling snow. State news agency Xinhua, citing a preliminary investigation by local experts, said the landslide was triggered by the collapse of a steep hill cliff top area, with the collapse mass measuring about 330 feet across. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.